Hello, this is Reading with Roxanne, Bookstore 1, Sarasota, 117 South Pineapple, and I'm with my good friend and co-worker, Andrea Ginsky, fellow bookseller, and we are going to talk about three books where we enjoyed the book enough to keep going, but yet we were sort of either disappointed in a character's actions, or there was something that just sort of irked us a little bit about the book. Doesn't mean it's not worth reading, but something bugged us.
Right.
So I'll start.
Start.
Groundskeeping by Lee Cole is a book that's set in Knoxville, and it was after the 2016 election, so people are very emotional about that whole thing. And this couple meets that come from really different backgrounds. The one guy's from Knoxville, sort of a small townish suburb of Knoxville, and he meets a girl who's got international background, and so they like each other despite those differences. And the thing I didn't like about it, and I won't say what the ending is, but I did not like the ending.
it was like,
wait a minute, what? But it's definitely worth reading. And who am I to say what decisions the character should have made?
Yes.
But I was disappointed.
Well, that happens sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
You just say, what? At the end.
Exactly.
Right.
What's one of yours?
Okay, so the first one I have here is a fairly new book called The Family Chow, C-H-A-O. And I read this because I used to hang out at a Chinese restaurant in Sarasota called The Golden Buddha years ago.
Okay.
And this book, a friend of mine said, you should read that because it all takes place in a Chinese restaurant, which is true. But the family, there is not one nice person in the family.
Oh.
So it's a father who's domineering. It's a mother who lets him get away with stuff. And then three sons who are all really damaged from their parental relationships. And I don't know, like, it has somewhat of a mystery and a little bit of a love story. Mostly, in the beginning, so I'm not really giving it away, the father gets locked in the freezer and dies.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so that tells you how we start, right? And then whether it's one of the sons.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know. I just didn't.
So there wasn't anyone to root for, really.
There wasn't anyone to root for. And I did kind of like the book. It kept my interest, but I didn't like any of the people.
Okay.
I don't think I liked any of them.
Yeah, I think it's interesting how we still can like it and think it's worthy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that shows well, we realize everyone's human, right?
Yes, true.
Even authors. Okay, the second one I want to talk about just came out. It's called Love Marriage by Monica Ali. And it's about a pre-med student who's in residency called, her name's Yasmin, and she gets engaged to a doctor. And at one point, this isn't a big spoiler, but she loses her engagement ring. And the thing that killed me about it was she didn't freak out. Like, if I lost a diamond ring, I would just,
yeah, I think
the
I would
guilt
too.
And the, I would be saying I was sorry every 5 seconds. It was almost like, da-da-da-da-da, I lost my... And it just didn't fit with the character of who she was.
From your review, she sounded pretty meticulous.
Yes, and caring, and like, so that just was, that was a mystery to me, like, that was just sort of blown off, like, oh, well.
Yeah.
And the way she loses it is very interesting, too. It's not like it was
interesting.
A responsible thing she was doing, so... Anyway, definitely read the book, but I was just mystified at everyone's reactions towards it and her reaction too. So,
okay, my next one is a book called Vladimir by Julia May Jonas.
Oh yeah, and I saw the cover of that.
This
intriguing.
Book came out and it got a lot of attention for its very provocative cover.
Right?
It's an attractive man on the cover,
button-down shirt.
But it's actually a story of sexuality and academia.
Oh.
And so this, again, the main character is a college professor who's a woman. Her and her husband both were professors in the literature department at a small, like, upper New York State college. I think it is supposed to be in upstate New York.
Mm-hmm.
So her husband is accused of having an affair with a student. The wife has an affair with another professor. The husband has an affair. I mean, it just kind of goes on and on until you're like, what is going on with these people?
All right.
So the book actually was a lot of fun.
Okay.
And it has some great, just like Family Chow, it has some great food scenes. The woman who's the main character is a really good cook and into food. And she also, like, she's of a particular age that you can, she's like in her late 50s, and I was able to relate to some of her thought processes, uh-huh. but I just like, was like, what are you people doing?
One fling after another,
yeah,
it sounds like.
It was really kind of crazy.
I did read just recently, I don't know why it popped up on one of my feeds that I read a little bit about the plot,
yeah,
and I
yeah.
was like, well, that sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. The last one I want to talk about, Grown Ups, it actually came out in Norway in 2019, and it's by Marie Aubert. And there's a lot of books, well, there's not a lot, but there's several books with that title, Grown Ups. But this isn't coming out in America, actually, until June something.
Mm-hmm.
But I read it. It's a short, I would say novella, and it's about two sisters and sort of their rivalry. They're adults at this point in their lives. One's married, one's not. And it was very, very well done. The thing that got to me in this one was the one sister meddles in her sister's marriage to an extent where I would be like, no, wait. And nobody flinched about that meddling. They flinched more at what was exposed than they did the meddling.
Yeah,
and it's like, wow, it really wasn't any of our business to be
yeah.
doing it. So very intriguing to me that they just blew that off and said, okay, well, it's fine that she told all this information. But definitely worth reading. It was very good. It's coming out in June.
So the last one I'm going to talk about is called Bright Burning Things by Lisa Harding. And actually, this is a British story. And this one is a little more disturbing. I think The Family Chow and Vladimir had some humor to them.
Mm-hmm.
This one book is about a young woman who has serious alcoholism problems, but she's a mother. And I think what I found most disturbing was her care for her young son and her pets while she was
under the influence.
Very under the influence. And you want to, you know, she goes to rehab and you want to cheer somebody on when they're a character in that situation, but I had a hard time rectifying her extreme behavior. Even as she got sober, I was like, is this really going to be, is she really going to redeem herself? And it was a tough story.
Oof.
But it was a good book. I mean, it was really, I wrote that the book left me feeling conflicted when I finished it.
Yeah, that would be tough
to
read through. Yeah,
but she was an interesting character, and the whole story of, you know, there's a lot about being in rehab. That's a lot of the action of the book. And
I it's interesting. I think about some of the books I've read recently that I loved, and for some reason I was forgiving of some of the, like, of Crossroads, for instance.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people making mistakes in that.
It's true.
But I didn't get upset about it. You know, and it's interesting why some books make you more like, wait a minute, I can't take
that.
And
I'm reading Young Mungo now by Douglas Stewart, where the characters are all really intense and they have a lot of problems and poverty, but I really am empathizing with them. Where in these books, I didn't really empathize with the characters.
It's very interesting how that happens.
Yeah, it is.
Huh. Well, thanks, Andrea. This
is
an interesting topic.
That was good. Yeah.
All right. So come down to Bookstore One if you're in Sarasota, or you can find us online too at sarasotabooks.com. Thanks.
Thanks.